942 in the Lehigh Valley. Pigs fall tonight to the Charlotte Knights. For the second consecutive game, the Pigs have dropped the series. Tonight's final score, 5-3. Pigs got off to a good start. We're up 2-0, but could not hold on as the Knights exploded for 4 in the fifth. Pigs would rally for 1 in the seventh, but would end up falling 5-3. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. Sam Mines with you here. These are your highlights for August the 19th, 2017. Charlotte Knights 5, Iron Pigs 3. Pigs got off to a very fast start in this one, though. For the first time in their history, Scott Kingery, who's done just about everything for this team, set a new mark with his very first step out of the game.
Hey, look out, here comes Kingery. He's going to third. Dusty Wathen's going to send him around. The throw to the plate is not in time. An inside-the-park home run, a 17-game hitting streak, and Kingery puts the Pigs in front 1-0.
So fast, in fact, I didn't even get the whole clip in the recording. But yeah, that was the first leadoff inside-the-park home run for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and it comes courtesy of the man who does it all, and that is Scott Kingery. He extended his hitting streak to 17, courtesy of that inside-the-park home run. Pigs were up 1-0. Within the first batter of the game. Following that, J.P. Crawford hit into a 3-4-3 put out, and that brought Carlos Tochi to the plate.
First, the pitch swung on, and there it goes. No doubt about this one. Carlos Tochi well out of here, his first AAA home run.
Tochi, how about that? His first AAA hit yesterday, and his first AAA home run today, and the Pigs were up 1-0, just like that. Following the home run, both Brock Stassi and Angelo Mora would ground out, and that would conclude the top of the first inning. Bottom of the first inning, Jake Peter led it off by flying out. Jacob May then singled. That brought Reimer Liriano to the plate. Runner on first and one out.
Which is 27, and he throws over. Got him, another pickoff. How do you like this Liebrand? Holy Toledo, he's got seven.
Seven now, and it does feel like he's averaging just about one per game. He would then strike out Liriano looking, and he was through the minimum in the first inning. 1-2-3, despite the strikeout, he picked off Jacob May. Top of the second inning, the Pigs went 1-2-3, and the Knights went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the second inning. Top of the third, Herlis Rodriguez would lead off with a walk, but he was caught stealing, thrown out by Roberto Pena. Scott Kingery then doubled, but J.P. Crawford popped up and Carlos Tochi flew out, and that was the end of the top of the third inning. Bottom of the third, another 1-2-3 for Liebrandt and the Iron Pigs. Top of the fourth, the Pigs went 1-2-3, and so did the Charlotte Knights. So a good pitching matchup early on, Pigs clinging to a 2-0 lead. Now Pigs would get a one-out single from Nick Rickles in the top of the fifth inning, but nothing else doing. In the bottom of the fifth inning, with Liebrandt having cruised through the first four innings. In fact, he threw just 34 pitches through the first four innings. He did give up a leadoff walk to DJ Peterson to start at the bottom of the fifth inning, but he got the next two. Casey Gillespie struck out looking, and Jason Bourgeois lined out. Two out, just one on, but Ronald Bueno singled, and that brought Roberto Pena to the plate.
Runners lead off. Liebrandt delivers, swung on and ripped out right center field. Racing in, but playing on a hop is Tochi. It's a base hit. Holding at second is Bueno, but down from third to score easily is Peterson. Roberto Pena continues to hurt Lehigh Valley. It's an RBI single to center. We've got a 2-1 game.
Pena really a thorn in the side of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Liebrandt, unfortunately, not done after Pena. He would lose Eddie Alvarez on balls, and that would bring Jake Peter to the plate.
Trying to work out of a big-time bomb. Pigs 2-1 lead in jeopardy. Bases loaded. It'll be an 0-2 swung on, rip center field, base hit. Towards the gap, so this will easily score two. One runs in. Pena scores. All the way to third goes Alvarez. On an 0-2 pitch, it's a two-run single by Peter, and just like that, Charlotte out in front 3-2.
That would be all for Brandon Liebrandt. After cruising through the first four innings, he got himself into trouble in the fifth, did not get a chance to finish the fifth frame. Michael Marriott would come in to relieve him in the fifth and strike out Jacob May, but the damage had been done in this one. Four runs put up. Pigs now trailed it 4-2. Top of the sixth inning, J.P. Crawford singled to lead it off. That meant he has now hit in 13 of his last 14 games, hit safely. But Carlos Tochi hit into a 1-4-3 double play.
Crawford leads off. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and slowly grounded back to the mound. Nice nimble play by Machie. Throws to second for one, back to first double play. And if you're going to be a hefty fella, you better be able to field your position, and that's exactly what Machie did. I didn't think there's any way with that frame he'd go over there and make the play.
1-4-3 double play. Brock Stassi then walked, and Angelo Mora grounded out 1-3 to end the top of the sixth inning. One note in the bottom of the fifth inning that I missed, Eddie Alvarez did score on a wild pitch. That was the fourth run of the inning. Eddie Alvarez coming home to score on a wild pitch by Michael Marriott before Jacob May struck out swinging. Four runs in the bottom of the fifth, leading the Pigs 4-2. Top of the sixth, Pigs got nothing in terms of runs. Bottom of the sixth inning we go to now. Reimer Liriano led off with a single, but DJ Peterson flew out and Casey Gillespie popped up. Jason Bourgeois singled. Ronald Bueno walked, but Roberto Pena popped up, and that was the end of the sixth inning and the end of Michael Marriott's day. Top of the seventh inning, after Dylan Cousins struck out, Andrew Pullen came to the plate.
Pitches out of a set, deals to the left, who swings and drills one high in the air, deep down the left field line. Racing back goes Bourgeois, leaps at the wall, and he can't make the catch. That ball is out of here. Just over the wall, opposite field, and Pullen has made it a one-run game, just getting over the 330 sign out there in the left field corner.
Andrew Pullen pulls the Pigs back to within one with a solo home run. 4-3 now, Charlotte led. Pigs trying to creep back into this one. They were back to their power ways tonight. Three home runs. Pullen's the latest one in the top of the seventh inning. Nick Rickles, though, would ground out to Ronald Bueno, and Hairless Rodriguez would ground out to Jake Peter. That would end the top of the seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh inning was a 1-2-3 inning for the Knights. Top eight, Pigs went down 1-2-3. Then we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Charlotte Knights, of course, looking for a little bit of insurance runs. They started the inning with Reimer Liriano at the plate.
He'll kick and fire, swung on and launched. And this one is well out of here. That thing is gone to left off the bat of Liriano.
Reimer Liriano with a solo home run, his second hit of the game, made it 5-3 Charlotte Knights. DJ Peterson would strike out swinging. Casey Gillespie singled. Jason Bourgeois popped up. Ronald Bueno walked, but Roberto Pena flew out. That ended the eighth, but the Pigs were now down by two runs once again. 5-3. Top of the ninth, Brock Stassi worked a walk to lead off the inning, putting the Pigs into business, meaning they had three cracks with the tying run at the plate to tie this game up with one swing. Angelo Mora struck out swinging. Dylan Cousins grounded out to Jake Peter. So Andrew Pullen was the final hope for the Pigs, having homered once already in this game with two outs and a runner on base. Pullen was at the plate.
It'll be an 0-1 to Pullen. Pitch swung on, hit in the air, left field deep but playable. Bourgeois went to the track, now comes in and makes the catch. And the Knights have made it 5 out of 6 this season against Lehigh Valley.
Pullen gave it a ride, but not far enough, as the Iron Pigs fell to the Charlotte Knights by a final score of 5-3. For the Iron Pigs, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. For the Charlotte Knights, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. For the Iron Pigs, they were 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position, leaving 4 on base. For the Knights, 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position. They left 6 on base. LeBrant took the loss. He's now 4-3, 4 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Michael Marriott, 1 1/3, 2 hits, 1 walk. Casey Fien, an inning, no numbers across his line. And Yaxel Rios, 1 inning, 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. David Holmberg, no decision, in 4 innings of work, 3 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Gene Machi got the win, 3-0, 3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 3 strikeouts. Al Albuquerque got the hold, his first, 1 inning, 2 strikeouts. And Brandon Brennan got his third save, 1 inning of work, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes, in front of 9,951 at BB&T Ballpark down in Charlotte. Once again, the final score this evening, Charlotte Knights defeat the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 5-3.